The county council meets at the Rich End Services Building, and as part of its formal session at 3 p.m., it will consider approving a $1 million contribution to the Peace House's planned transitional facility. Last week, the council put off action to tweak the approval. County Manager Bob Jasper said he and some council members wanted to ensure there was a schedule for the facility to be built.
I was concerned and raised concerns that we not just throw money at something until we knew very specific and had some benchmarks about it. So the Peace House had come back and suggested benchmarks, which are in the resolution. Basically, they will acquire the property or have the property ready to acquire within about a year and a half. Then they have about a year to get through the development review processes, and then more time. It's about 3 years total to start construction.
The funding came from Tanner Outlet Mall, which got an approval for an expansion. As part of the community benefits the mall provided, it mandated that a fee in lieu go to the Peace House. But council member Kim Carson wondered last week if that can be done.
I think Kim's point, and I strongly agree with it, basically our code says if you're going to build commercial, you either have affordable housing on site as part of the project, or you pay in lieu. All commercial that develops has to deal with this. I mean, they all have to pay it. And so it's unusual for a developer to say, well, we'll pay this tax, but this is where the money's going to go. And she was concerned about that, that it should be the citizens that decide this, not the developer. But the history of this goes way back. It was actually put into the land development code several years ago that qualified the Peace House as one of the beneficiaries of this kind of funding.
Also, at 6 o'clock, the council will host a public hearing on the affordable housing units in the Village at Kimball Junction approval. The council is being asked to waive the transportation impact fee for that housing.
In my mind, that was just an error in how we put together that specific development agreement. There is affordable housing going in, and they paid a traffic impact fee, and the whole thought and thinking at the time was to help subsidize the affordable housing that the developers will build over there behind the Holiday Inn.
County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.